The shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Rohmer. Disregarding the warning sent by Fu Manchu, Dr. Petrie joins Nayland Smith and Inspector Weymouth in their effort to save Burke, the New York ex-detective, from the coughing horror, the mysterious, savage creature with abnormally long arms and steely fingers with which it strangles its victims. In spite of their watchfulness, Burke is killed and the creature escapes. Nayland Smith and Dr. Petrie, back in their Baker Street quarters, are awaiting news from Inspector Weymouth.
Immediately the thing got away, Weymouth motored into Upminster to arouse the district and organize a search. With a severed arm and loss of blood, to say nothing of the wounds I gave it, its capture is only a matter of time.
Well, what was it, Nayland? Do you know?
I have a good idea. Have you ever heard of the Amharan?
Well, they're a native tribe of northern Africa, aren't they?
Of Abyssinia. Very ancient tribe, said to worship a sacred baboon.
Ah, baboon. With such strength in so small an animal.
This particular species is noted for the incredible strength of its arms. And its powers of scent are equal to those of a bloodhound. Hello? Oh, yes, Weymouth. Well? Oh, nothing, eh? I see. Yes, that's very likely the case. All right, Weymouth. Good night. Well, that's that, Petrie. He reports absolutely no trace of the thing.
But it couldn't have vanished in thin air.
Oh, it's probably crept into some inaccessible hole to die of its wounds.
Have you any idea how it was brought to the farm?
I should say in a motor car. The sound of our shots would naturally warn whoever was in the car. They'd make good their escape.
Another of Dr. Fu Manchu's uncanny pets, Nayland.
And one most difficult to control. You could tell that by the dead Burmese, its keeper. But now, Petrie, let's visit that antique shop you were in on Museum Street. Come along. Here's Museum Street, Petrie. Stop here, driver. We'll walk from here.
Can I wait, sir?
No, we won't need you further tonight.
Thank you, sir.
The man will no doubt recognize you, Petrie.
Probably. However, I'll try to keep him occupied while you examine the vase.
That, among other things. Nishiko Incorporated, is this the place?
Yes. And the vase, if it hasn't been moved, is at the back of the shop.
Take a cue from me once we're inside. Come on, we'll go in.
Right. Yeah, the vase is still there.
Here comes the Japanese. The same man?
Yes.
Good evening, gentlemen. Is there something I can show you?
No, thank you. Nothing in particular. We'll look around a bit, if you don't mind.
Please, gentlemen. If you wish information on special article, I shall be here.
Thank you. Well, these Egyptian scarabs, Petrie. Handle everything. Take as much time as possible. Give me an opportunity to look things over.
Right.
That curtain doorway over there, the side room?
Yes.
Go back and engage the clerk while I examine the bars. Keep it busy.
Oh,
This carved boat, I don't quite place the date, but Egyptian, isn't it?
Yes, mister. It is authentic model of Sekhet boat, used about time of Ramesses II. That model actually comes from tomb of Pharaoh.
Have you any other models aside from this?
None, sir. But that is exceptional piece.
I say, may I examine the silver Buddha in that open case behind the counter?
It is not for sale, mister.
Not for sale? Well, why not? You have it on display.
It has already been sold. We are merely holding it for purchaser.
I see. But there's no objection to my examining it, is there?
It is not for sale. Perhaps another statuette.
Well, if the Buddha's been sold, that's that. However, I would like to look at it. It appears to be very old.
I tell you, it is not...
Why, it's attached to the woodwork. By Jove, a handle. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was the handle of a door.
By Jove, Nayland, clever, eh? It really is a door.
Yes, and a flight of stairs leading up. Quite interesting.
Please remain standing as you are, gentlemen.
Nayland, the pistol. Never mind him, Petrie. Look, at the head of those stairs.
Good evening, Mr. Smith. Dr. Petrie. Do not stand on ceremony, gentlemen. Please, come up.
Go, quickly.
With your servant's pistol at our backs, Fu Manchu, we've no choice but to accept your invitation. Come along, Petrie.
Close the door, Nishiko, and the shop. Come up, gentlemen. Hassan here you have met once before. These others are also members of my household. Come in. Perhaps, Hassan, it were better if we made sure our friends are unarmed.
Nothing, Master.
Very good. I appreciate your faith, gentlemen, in my good intentions. But you will forgive me if I must inconvenience you. The handcuffs, Hassan, and see that our visitors are securely fastened to those rings in the wall.
Well, why all the precautions? There doesn't seem much chance for our escape.
You shall see presently. Hassan, you may leave me with my guest now. You too, Ali. Dr. Petrie, you are aware of my esteem for your attributes, and you will appreciate the pleasure your visit affords me.
I'm sorry I can't say as much, Dr. Crewe.
A pity. Inasmuch as I look to you when you have overcome your prejudices to assist me in my work.
I have already told you, Fu Manchu, that I should rather die than assist you in any undertaking.
That shall be remedied, Doctor. Even now, I am conducting an experiment that will convert you from your misunderstanding of my true motives and adjust your perspective.
You mean...
Nothing difficult, Doctor. Merely the injection of a certain fluid into the spine. You will thereafter see eye to eye with me. Now, gentlemen, I must leave you for a time. When I return, we shall conclude our little experiment on Dr. Petrie.
Pleasant prospect, Nayland.
Oh, your voice. There's only a curtain between this and the next room.
Because I use some of the liquid he himself discovered, and which came from his own supply, he believes me to be a wizard of chemistry.
I'm wondering, even though you told him the truth, if it would relieve the situation, as far as you're concerned.
Probably not. However, I couldn't implicate Karame. Heaven knows what he might do to her. She gave me the liquid, you remember.
Yes. On the other hand, isn't it you told him it wouldn't? Someone coming. Someone in the next room, rattling a bunch of keys.
By Jove, look. Coming in. Fu Manchu's pet marmoset.
Those keys it's playing with. You've got to get hold of them. The key to those handcuffs may be among them.
All right, climb to the lamp over our head.
Salahina, Seiko.
Hey, look.
It's Karame, steady old chap. She's calling the monkey.
Salahina,
Seiko. Drop the keys, Petrie. You can reach them with your foot. Hurry.
They're just out of reach. I can't quite...
Seiko! Oh.
Karame.
Oh, Dr. Petrie, is it not? And you, Nayland Smith.
The stage lost a great actress in you, Karame.
Why do you say that to me? Why do you look at me so? By what right do you reproach me? Have you ever offered me friendship that I should repay you with friendship?
No one should know that better than you, Karame.
When first you came to that house where I was, by the river, came to save someone from him, you treated me as an enemy. Although, and I do not understand why, I would have been your friend.
Isn't it a bit late for that, Karame?
Late? Oh, I do not understand. Not by word or by look have you, Dr. Petrie, asked for my friendship. Nevertheless, I give it to prove to you that I am not as you think me. You will not trust me, but I will trust you. Here, these keys. There, you are free. And you also, Nayland Smith. Now, come to the window. Look out there.
The street's deserted.
Yes. But what's she doing with that cord she's pulling in? By Jove, it's looped over the telegraph wires over the center of the street.
Now what? A rope fastened to the end of the cord. A crossbar at the end of the rope. I think I understand. Clever, Petrie.
Hold to this crossbar. Make sure there is no one down there in the street. Then swing across to that open window in the building opposite.
Swing across?
Yes. The rope is just long enough to carry you into the window. The mattress inside on the floor will break your fall.
I understand. Let go of the bar the moment you're in that window, Petrie, or you'll swing back. Can we get out of that house, Carame?
Yes, the doors are unlocked.
Thank you, Carame. I believe you're a friend, but I don't understand. Won't you try to help me?
Look, Petrie, down there in the street.
Fu Manchu, he's seen us.
But he has not seen me. I have helped you. Now you must help me. Save my life. Come, you must put the handcuffs on me. Quick.
Yes, Carame.
Hurry, Nayland. He's coming in.
Yes. There, Carame. There are the handcuffs. Now a gag, anything. Now, this will do. There. Goodbye and good girl. All right, Petrie. Let go of the crossbar as soon as you're inside that window across the street.
No time for that. We have to make it together. Pray heaven the rope will hold us both.
Into that room. Stop them.
Come on, Petrie. Jump! When I give the word, let go. Now! By Jove, we made it. Look out behind you.
I have his arms. Let him have it.
That'll hold him.
Hurry, Nathan. One of them is swinging across.
Come on. Not that door. The back. Oh, blast it. We're in a courtyard. That high stone wall.
Here they come. All of them. Quick. We're caught, Nathan.
Not yet. The wall, Petrie. Run. It's our only chance.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.